Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Θάλασσα στη Λάρισα, σιδηρόδρομο στην Κρήτη. Όχι τρύπες στις δεκάρες, έρχονται εκλογές. Πέσε μόνο σου άρχιγε από το προεκλογικό μπαλκόνι και ό,τι μας ενώνει είναι αυτό που δεν θα γίνει ποτέ. Αν δεν βγείτε πρώτο κόμμα, το ίδιο βράδυ Κυριακή, θα καείτε ζωντάνοι σαν λαμπάδες στις κολόνες της ΔΕΗ. Κι αν δεν βγούμε πρώτοι εμείς, το ίδιο βράδυ Κυριακή, να μας τρώνε τα λιοντάρια στον υποδρόμο με βάρδια. Έργα στις οδούς, θέσεις και μισθοί αυξήσεις, εντυπώσεις, υποσχέσεις, έρχονται εκλογές. Κάθε τέσσερα χρονάκια, μια Κυριακή πολίτες, κι ό,τι δεν τους είπες, γράψα στο ψηφοδέλτιο κι εσύ. Κι όχι να λες, αν δεν βγείτε πρώτο κόμμα, το ίδιο βράδυ Κυριακής, θα καείτε ζωντάνοι σαν λαμπάδες στις κολόνες της ΔΕΗ. Κι αν δεν βγούμε πρώτοι εμείς, το ίδιο βράδυ Κυριακής, να μας τρώνε τα λιοντάρια στον υπόδρομο. Κάθε τέσσερα χρονάκια, μια Κυριακή πολίτες, κι ό,τι δεν τους είπες, γράψ' το στο ψηφοδέλτιο κι εσύ.
That was Orfeas Peridis kicking off today's broadcast with an election-themed song titled Ekloges, the Greek word for elections. You are tuned to the Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which brings you news, interviews, music, and culture each week on 9 radio stations which are heard across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and on today's broadcast, we will focus on the recent European parliamentary elections as well as the local and municipal elections which took place in Greece over the past 2 weekends. The results of these elections carry a tremendous amount of political significance, both for Greece and for all of Europe, and we will be discussing and analyzing these results today on our broadcast. Coming up on this week's Dialogos interview series is a discussion with a longtime journalist and foreign correspondent Lambrini Thoma, who currently writes for one of Greece's top online news websites, The Press Project, who will give us her take on the election results and what they mean for the country. Our own analysis will follow right after that, but we will start off today's broadcast directly with the weekly news roundup from Greece, brought to us by the Press Project, exclusively for the Dialogos Radio, and which will feature all of the news headlines pertaining to the election results and their aftermath. The weekly news roundup from Greece, provided by the editorial staff of the Press Project, is coming up next here on the Dialogos Radio.
Welcome to the weekly news roundup, brought to you by the Press Project International, presenting you with the top stories of the week as of Wednesday, the 28th of May, 2014. For more Greek news, go to thepressproject.net. The elections for the European Parliament on Sunday, the 25th of May, resulted in a historic shift in Greek politics. The opposition party Syriza, or Coalition of the Radical Left, led by Alexis Tsipras, won a major electoral victory, gaining more votes than either party of the coalition government. The victory marks the first time in Greek history that a leftist party has come top in a national election. The anti-memorandum Syriza party picked up 26.6% of the vote, beating second-place finisher New Democracy by a margin of 4 points. Junior coalition partner PASOK won just over 8% of the vote, which was seen as a positive result, as the party avoided the devastation that some polls had predicted. Syriza also scored a major victory in the runoff race for regional governor of Attica, when the opposition party's candidate, Rena Duru, narrowly beat the incumbent Yanis Kouros, who was supported by both governing parties. Syriza's triumph in the European elections prompted Alexis Tsipras to immediately call for elections as soon as possible, claiming that the electoral result proved that the PASOK and New Democracy government no longer has the popular support required to govern. In particular, he stressed that the legislative body no longer has the legitimacy to elect a new president of the republic, which must happen by February, or move ahead with the tough measures, reforms and privatizations demanded by Greece's lenders. Mr. Tsipras also warned the government against appointing a new governor of the Bank of Greece or new European commissioner. However, PASOK and New Democracy have rejected Mr. Tsipras' call, pointing out that despite Syriza's 4-point lead over New Democracy, the combined votes of the coalition partners still surpassed those won by the opposition. Numerous analysts have also pointed out that Syriza effectively won the same share of the votes in Sunday's European elections as it did in the June 2012 general elections, indicating that the party had failed to unite voters and build a significant bloc of support. The European elections also saw a reshuffling of the political deck at the level of the smaller parties. The neo-fascist Golden Dawn posted significant gains, coming third behind New Democracy, winning 9.4% of the vote, compared to the 7% the party had won in the June 2012 national elections. Its electoral gains came despite the imprisonment of its leadership, which is facing serious charges, including running an organization engaged in criminal activities and ordering violent attacks on immigrants. The European election result means that the neo-fascist party will send 3 representatives to the European Parliament. Newcomer party Topotami, led by journalist Stavros Theodorakis, also had a strong showing, as did the Communist Party, which reversed its recent slide, polling above 6%. Both parties will send 2 representatives to the European Parliament. The results were less favorable for the right-wing anti-memorandum party Independent Greeks, which won 3.5%, while former coalition partner Democratic Left was devastated, polling at below 2%. The loss of support has cast into doubt the future of the party led by Fotis Kouvelis, which won 6.2% in the last round of national elections. Following the results of the European elections, it is expected that Prime Minister Adonis Samaras will move ahead with a cabinet reshuffle in the coming days. Much of the speculation is focused around the finance ministry, where some expect that the current minister, Yanis Tournaras, will be replaced in an effort to demonstrate to voters that their rebuke of the government and its harsh austerity policies has been heeded. Many also believe that certain tax reductions will be announced. Many believe that Mr. Samaras has little room for maneuver. However, with the government under pressure from the Troika to fulfill numerous memorandum commitments in the coming weeks, many believe that Mr. Samaras has little room for maneuver and cannot afford to either make major time-consuming changes to the makeup of the government, nor pass reforms that would reduce revenue until after November, when final negotiations with the country's lenders over a potential restructuring of Greek debt are due to take place. And finally, campaigners against the highly controversial plans to privatize Greek water are celebrating a ruling by the Council of State which declared as unconstitutional the move to privatize the Athens water utility, EIDA. Prior to the decision, shares in the water utility had been transferred to the Hellenic Asset Development Fund, with a view to selling them to private investors. Significantly, the ruling stated that rendering the utility a for-profit enterprise would run counter to its purpose of providing a service for the common good. Following the court decision, the transfer of the shares to the HRADF has been cancelled. The decision also casts further doubt on the privatization of the Thessaloniki water utility. While privatization of the water utilities are not among the government's memorandum commitments, the PASOK New Democracy coalition have been pressing to complete the sales in spite of intense public opposition. In a recent unofficial referendum on the privatization of the Thessaloniki utility, 98% of approximately 200,000 participants voted against the move. I am Pavlos Zafaropoulos, and this has been your weekly news roundup by the Press Project International.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store.
τις εκλογές. Όλοι μαζί στις κάλπες να βγει ο Αργυλές. Όλοι μαζί στις κάλπες να βγει ο Αργυλές. Να βγάλουμε πρωθυπουργό 300 βουλευτάδες. Να βγει στη φόρα ο Αργυλές και αβέρτα η λουλά. Να βγεις τη φορά ο Αργύρης κι αβέρτα οι λουλάδες. Και την αστυνομία. Να μη φοβάσαι φίλε μου και την αστυνομία. Να βγάλουμε πρωθυπουργό 300 βουλευτάδες. Να βγεις τη φορά ο Αργύλες και αβέρτα οι λουλάδες. Να βγεις τη φορά ο Αργύλες και αβέρτα οι λουλάδες. Πρωθυπουργό 300 βουλευτάδες. Να βγεις στη φορά ο Αργύλες και αβέρτα οι λουλάδες. Να βγεις στη φορά ο Αργύλες και αβέρτα οι λουλάδες.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. More election-themed music here on today's broadcast of Dialogos Radio, where we just heard Dora Dagla with a song titled Ekloges. Dialogos Radio continues now with further analysis of the recent electoral contests in Greece, and with this week's Dialogos interview series, where we had the opportunity to speak with journalist Lambrini Thoma, also of the Press Project, to give us her take on the results of both the European parliamentary elections in Greece, as well as the Greek local and municipal elections, and what the next day will bring for Greece and for the European Union. That is coming up next on this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us right now on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series to analyze with us the results of the recent European parliamentary elections and the local municipal elections in Greece is a journalist, Lambrini Thoma, who has covered international news for 30 years and who currently works with the Press Project. Lambrini, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And to get us started, share with us some initial comments and reactions to the result of the elections.
Well, I think that the main thing is that in Europe, we saw the rise of far right, and we saw that most of the people, that what we call Euroscepticism, their initial fear that Europe is going in a way they don't like, most people don't like that way that it's taken, it turned them to the right, with the exception of two countries, Ireland and Greece, the only ones who turned to the left. And it's remarkable that both countries, Ireland and Greece, have a huge diaspora.
And what is very interesting about this result is that for the past year or couple of years, the international media has often focused on the rise of Golden Dawn in Greece.
Yes, but still, it's one of the lowest in Europe. We do have a problem. Of course, a 10% to Golden Dawn is a huge problem for a democratic country, but it's smaller than the problems that the rest of Europe is facing right now. I wonder if the Dutch had in their country the problems we have here with this financial crisis, with immigration, what would they vote for? If now that they don't have those problems, they vote for the far right, because a number of votes that go to Golden Dawn is because of those problems.
In general, what we are seeing, however, in much of Europe is a rejection of the European Union, of the so-called European idea, and it seems to have manifested itself in two different ways.
Yes, and the thing is that most people were pro-European. The Greek people, like 4 or 5 years ago, they were the most pro-European nation in Europe, in the European Union. And now they're turning against Europe. Why? Because of German politics. It's so obvious. I mean, you don't have to be an expert to understand what's going on. In just 4 years, they managed to destroy any possibility of Europe. I mean, we're watching the destruction of the European Union. It's happening. And if Germany doesn't change its politics, it's going to happen very soon.
Despite Syriza's victory in the European elections in Greece, one thing that is noticeable is that their electoral figures did not really increase compared to the parliamentary elections in 2012. Why do you believe this is the case?
Well, they didn't lose any, and they had some people moving to other parties. They managed to keep their people, to keep the vote. The main problem, though, for them, they could have gone better. They could have bring it to 40%, maybe, if they were what we call patriotic left. There was this problem with Sabiha, the Roma woman from Thrace, that showed that Syriza was not ready to take a stance in certain things that have to do with our national rights, to say, the rights of the country, the rights and the problems that the country faces in all its borders, let's say. So for me, what the voters wanted Syriza to see is that if it doesn't turn to a more patriotic stance, it will not manage to be a government. See who were voted from Syriza. See what Manolis Glezos, he has about 500,000 votes right now. And he's a symbol of resistance and of a nation that's strong and that wants to face united its problems. And so is Sofia Sakorafa. She belongs to what we call a patriotic left. Most of them belong to the patriotic left. And I think the same happens with ANEL, Independent Greeks. I think what the voters wanted to say to both of those parties, Syriza and the Independent Greeks, is that they have to turn to what we call a patriotic left stance. I mean, use the same words that you can use in a revolutionary time, maybe. See the country as a country who has to fight for its freedom, for its independence, for having its own pace in everything, and maybe its own currency.
And since you mentioned the Independent Greeks, the Anaxarete Diellinis, we did see a decline in their percentages compared to the previous elections, and they only managed to get one seat in the European Parliament.
Well, that's something I wouldn't worry if I was the Independent Greeks party. It was such it was a bipolar election. It was made such by Tsipras. He tried to do that because he was trying to overthrow the government in a way. I mean, that's what he does. And this bipolar thing made people go either for Syriza or New Democracy, mostly for Syriza or New Democracy, and not for other parties. I mean, the interesting thing here is that the voters of Independent Greeks voted for the lefties in the party, showed to the party that they don't see it as a party of the right, but as a party that can work with Syriza. I think that's the main thing that they wanted to say. It's clear for me from what they voted.
Now, another noteworthy result from the election is the percentage that was received by EYA, which is basically the continuation of PASOK, which was, even though it's at its historic low, it was still higher than what some people were expecting it would receive.
Well, it's higher than what? Than nothing. I mean, the real numbers are the numbers of the former elections, any election you want, and they're lower than there. And they're going lower and lower until the end. I mean, we have seen that, older people may remember that, with Centrist Union, Enosi Kedron, in the 70s, how PASOK took over the position of the second party, and they just disappeared after two or three elections.
Another phenomenon that we saw in this year's elections is the rise of the new and much advertised party Topotami, the River, which received lots of media attention and ended up receiving over 6% of the vote. Would you consider this a party that was a creation of the media?
Yeah, it was. And it's a lifestyle party, and it won't live a long and prosperous life. I think that until the next election, they wouldn't exist.
Now, one final noteworthy aspect of this election were some of the low figures that certain smaller parties that perhaps had higher hopes for a better percentage ended up receiving. And I'm talking about the parties across the spectrum, such as Antarsia, Yefides, the ecologists who were in the previous European parliament, and also EPAM.
Well, there was a lot of pressure. The bipolar election pressures them a lot. And it wasn't possible for them to survive this time, but to survive to have a Euro Parliament member, you know, and an MEP elected. But that doesn't mean that they do not have a word in the next national election. I believe that what ANEL, the independent Greeks, will try to do now, and even Syriza will try to do now, is flirt with some of those parties and try to see if they can make some adjustments in their policies so that to fit with them.
Now, aside from the European parliamentary elections, we also had the local and municipal elections in Greece. Just could you give us a quick reaction to some of the major results from these races?
I don't see them so political as the other election, European election, because in municipalities, in smaller societies, in cities and in towns, there are other things that matter, like personal relationships. When you vote, I mean, you can be a Syriza voter and vote for Union Democracy because your father or your uncle is a candidate. So it's not so important. The most important thing there may be the fact that Gavril Sakellaridis managed to take a 48.5% in Athens. He was the real winner in Athens, I think. Syriza was the real winner in Athens because he was unknown. Nobody knew him. And then he became the major candidate. He managed almost to take biggest municipality of the country starting from nothing.
Now, following the election results, we've heard talk about the possibility of national elections being called. This is something that New Democracy has denied, but which Syriza has called for. Do you believe that we will see national parliamentary elections take place sometime this year?
I think that it's possible. I hope we will have. We need it. And I think that Syriza is going to govern the country, and I hope that they will govern the country as they say they would. We're in a position, a very difficult position. If Syriza doesn't manage to do what they say they will do, what it says it will do, then the next government will be Golden Dawn, and nobody wants that.
Well, Dambrini, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Galagos Radio, and thank you very much for your analysis of the election results.
Attention iTunes users, the Galagos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to the Galagos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series and our discussion with Lambrini Thoma, a journalist with The Press Project, one of Greece's foremost online news portals. As always, the podcast of this interview, as well as the weekly news roundup that we heard earlier today, will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in Diálogos Radio's apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, and in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace, and the Swell Radio and WeCast apps for iPhones and for iPads. We'll take another short break for some music, and we'll return shortly with our very own analysis of the results of the recent European parliamentary elections and local elections in Greece here on Diálogos Radio.
Φεύγουν οι κακοί και θα έρθουν οι εντάξει. Τώρα που θα μας έχουνε η βρέξη και νηστάξει. Τώρα που το γαϊδούρι θα πετάξει. Εν τω μεταξύ κυλάει η ζωή και πλούσιοι πιο πλούσιοι και οι φτωχοί φτωχότεροι καταχρεωμένοι, τελείως τρελαμένοι, ποδοπατημένοι, λέει λατημένοι. Δεν νιώθουνε γιατί, δεν νιώθουνε γιατί. Και καταθέτω νοερά εις το μνημείο του αιωνίως εξαπατημένου. Μπαίνω στο άδειο παραβάν και βγαίνω με ένα φάκελο κενό. Και πριν με πάρει ο ύπνος σκέφτομαι κρυφά. Γιατί ψηφίζουν οι φτωχοί αυτούς που τους πηδάνε. Ύστερα βγαίνουν με πανό και λένε πως πεινάνε. Βγαίνουν ζητάνε χίλια δυο και παίρνουν ό,τι κάτσει. Η εξουσία χασκογελάει και τους κλωτσάνε οι μπάτσι. Η εξουσία χασκογελάει και τους κλωτσάνε οι μπάτσι. Και εν τω μεταξύ κυλάει η ζωή και πλούσιοι πιο πλούσιοι και οι φτωχοί φτωχότεροι καταχρεωμένοι, τελείως τρελαμένοι, ποδοπατημένοι, λέει λατημένοι. Δεν νιώθουνε γιατί, δεν νιώθουνε γιατί. Και εν τω μεταξύ κυλάει η ζωή και εν τω μεταξύ κυλάει η ζωή.
Haris and Panos Katsimikas with yet another very relevant and poignant song pertaining to elections and to politics. Síndrome de Stokolomis, Stockholm Syndrome, was the title of that track, one which I believe is quite appropriate as we begin our analysis of the latest election results from Greece, the elections for the European Parliament, and also for the local and regional races which took place over the past two Sundays in Greece. Before we get into our analysis, let's take a moment to recap the results. In the European parliamentary elections, which took place this past Sunday, the supposedly left-wing Syriza political party emerged as the frontrunner, earning just over 26.5% of the nationwide vote, while the majority partner in Greece's current coalition government, a party that in my opinion should be considered far-right, Nea Dimokratia, or New Democracy, finished second, astonishingly earning over 1 million votes nationwide and over 22.7% of the vote, finishing just shy of 4 points behind Syriza. In third place is the far-right Golden Dawn Party with 9.4%, EIA, which is the former so-called Socialist Party PASOK under a different and new name, finished fourth with just over 8%, a new political party that is entirely a creation of the corrupt Greek mainstream media, Topotami, emerged in fifth place with 6.6% of the vote. Greece's Communist Party followed with almost 6.1% of the vote, and they were followed by the Independent Greeks with 3.46% of the vote. These are the parties which won seats in the new European Parliament, with Syriza earning 6 of Greece's 21 seats, New Democracy with 5, Golden Dawn with 3, EIA, the Communist Party, and Potami with 2 seats each, and the Independent Greeks with 1 seat. Finishing outside the 3% threshold for earning a seat in the European Parliament were parties such as the far-right Laos, which a few years ago was part of a previous unpopular pro-austerity coalition government in Greece. They rebounded to 2.7% but finished just shy of the 3% threshold, while parties such as EPAM and Andalusia, which we recently both featured here on the Alagos Radio and who both had high hopes for a decent turnout in the elections, surprisingly, both finished below 1%, as well as parties such as the Eco Greens, who actually were elected from Greece into the previous term of the European Parliament. Turning now to the local elections, Syriza's victory is not quite as apparent or as pronounced when we look at these local and regional races. Syriza's biggest victory was in the region of Attica, Attiki, which is home to the city of Athens, where Rena Dhuru, who recently found it appropriate to defame Greece with lies about the status of the Olympic facilities used during the 2004 Athens Olympic Games in an interview with Real Sports with Brian Gumbel on HBO, she edged out the incumbent candidate that was supported by both PASOK and New Democracy, and Syriza earned this governorship for the region of Attica. Beyond Attica, however, Syriza won only one other governorship nationwide, while its candidates for mayor lost in most major cities, including Athens and Thessaloniki, among others. Some Greek media outlets and certainly many international media outlets such as the New York Times, The Guardian, and the BBC, who time and time again have proven that they are absolutely clueless about Greece, about Greek society, and about Greek politics, were quick to declare Syriza the big winner of the Greek elections. And while Syriza did finish first and did accomplish history in the sense that they won an election for the first time, these declarations ignore certain facts. And perhaps the most significant fact is that Syriza finished with a slightly smaller percentage of the vote compared to the parliamentary elections of June 2012. They declined by about half a percentage point. The fact that Syriza, which is seen by many as the great hope for change in Greece and even for Europe, and which is viewed perhaps falsely as a radical and as an anti-establishment, anti-memorandum party, could not capitalize on 2 additional years of continued harsh austerity measures, continued economic depression, this should be a very, very troubling sign indeed. It should be noted here that while many, and particularly people outside of Greece, view Syriza as some sort of radical anti-Euro party, the reality is that the majority within Syriza seems to in fact be pro-Europe, seems to be in favor of Greece remaining in the Eurozone, and they even seem to be in favor of continuing some of the austerity policies which are being imposed by the current government and by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. For instance, members of Syriza have made statements very recently saying that they would continue the current system of taxation that has been implemented by the current government, while the leader of Syriza, Alexis Tsipras himself, left open the possibility of a future governing coalition with so-called good members of PASOK and New Democracy. And having mentioned New Democracy, we are talking about the party that has been the majority partner in the governing coalition for the past 2 years, the party that was elected rested on a platform of 18 specific promises of rejecting the austerity measures that were already being imposed in Greece, and which broke each and every one of these promises, instead imposing even harsher austerity measures over the past 2 years. This is a party which has been proven to have close links with Golden Dawn, a party which includes members who were part of far-right organizations in the past, a party which is currently proceeding with the complete sellout of Greece's natural resources, of Greece's pristine beaches and waterfront, a party which illegally shut down Greece's national public broadcaster in a totalitarian tour de force, a government which has brazenly remained in power despite a GDP decline of over 25%, despite unemployment reaching almost 28%, despite tens of thousands of young and educated Greeks leaving the country, despite an astonishing increase in the number of suicides in recent years, despite overseeing and legislating the total collapse of Greece's social safety net, despite numerous scandals which rocked the foundations of the government and its very legitimacy. And not only is this government, along with its coalition partner PASOK, still there, but over 1 million Greeks turned out again to vote for New Democracy. Perhaps they fell for the vicious blackmail and threats by Greece's brazenly pro-government media outlets, who warned people that voting against the government was voting against stability and was a vote in favor of chaos and destruction. Perhaps they fell for the government's propaganda and its rhetoric of an economic success story and an emergence into the international markets, even as it has been proven that the so-called success story is a lie, that Greece's supposed primary budget surplus is the result of an accounting trick, and that for the majority of Greek people there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps these voters just fell back on entrenched old mentalities that never seem to die, because their father and their grandfather voted for New Democracy or for PASOK, or because these parties even today, even while claiming to be clean and pro-European, are still promising favors and selling hope that will never come to thousands of desperate, clueless, and ignorant people who then run off like sheep to vote for these parties, and who, despite being disappointed time and time again, never seem to wise up and never seem to stop voting for these criminals. A few moments ago, I played a song titled Síndromo de Stokolmis, which translates as Stockholm Syndrome, and unfortunately there are times where I believe that the Greek populace, or at least a significant percentage of the population, is suffering from a nationwide form of Stockholm Syndrome. Perhaps that best explains why PASOK, the party which was in power for most of the past 40 years since the fall of the US-sponsored military government, and a party which oversaw most of the corruption and Greece's false and illegitimate entry under the control of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, was still able to surpass 8% of the vote in these past European elections. And while this may be a record low for EYA or PASOK, it most likely surpassed even the expectations of PASOK itself. Indeed, when one looks at some of the candidates that earned the most votes and who will likely receive a seat in the European Parliament, we see names such as Pandelis Kapsis, who is the government minister who oversaw the illegal shutdown of ERT, Greece's national public broadcaster. We see names like Theodoros Zagorakis, a former soccer superstar who has zero political experience but who has quite the name recognition in Greece, and who seemed to be elected based entirely on those merits. This is yet another indicator of the power of the media and celebrity in determining election outcomes, but perhaps the clearest indication of this is the emergence of a political party by the name of Dopotami, or the River, a party which has no discernible political ideology or platform, which did not even exist a few months ago, but which was founded by former superstar journalist Stavros Theodorakis, a man with no political experience, but who has plenty of experience working for Greece's most prominent and most corrupt media outlets and media moguls, and plenty of connections with the government. These media moguls returned the favor by providing his party with an extraordinary amount of airtime on television and the radio, and an extraordinary amount of column space in the newspapers. And this happened while many other new and upstart political parties and movements, parties on both the left and the right, which express a clear and discernible political platform, struggled to get even a soundbite of theirs heard on any of these corrupt major media outlets. So therefore, it should be no surprise that with all of this free advertising and promotion, Potami was able to garner 6.6% of the vote in the European elections. In the meantime, parties which have remained unwavering in their respective ideologies suffered. The independent Pen and Greeks, a populist right party, which earned 10% of the vote in the May 2012 parliamentary elections, earned just 3.4% in these past Sunday's elections and just one seat in the European Parliament. Other smaller parties, such as EPAM and Andalusia and several others, did not earn even 1% of the vote in the European parliamentary elections, despite having hopes for a much better performance. Unfortunately, there is a lot of fear in Greek society and a lot of ignorance, and yes, that could be said of a lot of societies, a lot of countries, and I'm not just picking on Greece. But in Greece, there's often this mentality that Greeks know better, that they are clever, that they don't allow themselves to get fooled easily. And yet it seems that a large percentage of voters consciously chooses to be fooled and to be tricked and to be indeed terrorized again and again and again. There is fear of supposedly leaving Europe, fear that if the status quo doesn't remain in power, as bad as things may be, the disaster will strike, fear of not voting for the politicians who have promised favors, who have promised jobs, who have promised all sorts of things that they will never ever deliver upon, especially now. There is still hope that the good times that everyone got used to will come back, and there is fear that people will lose their little luxuries that they have supposedly attained while being a part of the so-called European dream and part of the Eurozone, forgetting that quality of life in Greece was quite good prior to the Euro, and surely better than it is today, and forgetting that some of these luxuries were purchased with debt, with empty money, and with a promise of prosperity that now seems laughable. In the meantime, these parties and the current government are preparing to sell off some of Greece's most pristine and beautiful beaches for rapid tourist development and the construction of vacation villas for the wealthy, and they have recently given a green light to the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons in the Mediterranean Sea off of the coast of Crete, assuring everyone that this will be safe and without risk, but also going ahead with the implementation of a ban on all fishing in that region of the Mediterranean for the next 2 months. And of course, the Greek media have been completely silent about this. The supposedly objective and reputable international media have also been silent, and people, like the good sheep that they are, went out and voted for these parties once again. If we combine the percentage of New Democracy and PASOK in the European elections, we are talking about over 30% of the vote. If we add Topotami, which is quite favorable toward the two ruling parties, we reach almost 37% of the vote. If we add to that the former governing coalition partners, the MAR and Laos, we reach almost 42% of the votes. 42% today, 5 years into the worst economic depression that the developed world has seen since the Great Depression itself. In my opinion, insanity doesn't even begin to explain it. It's national suicide. Let me address one additional point. Many commentators, especially on the left in Greece, and also to a huge extent in the international media, have expressed deep and shocking concern over the rise in popularity of the far-right Golden Dawn political party in Greece. And indeed, if there is any protest movement left in Greece, it seems to be directed almost exclusively toward Golden Dawn, instead of toward the government which is actually in power, which is often in cahoots with Golden Dawn whenever it's convenient for them, and whose policies have had their own destructive, murderous, and poisonous impact on Greek society and the Greek economy. Furthermore, what we saw in the European parliamentary elections this past Sunday, when looking beyond Greece's borders, is the huge rise of the far right in the supposedly civilized Western European countries, in France, in Holland, in the United Kingdom, and in much of Europe, which turned decidedly toward the right. In fact, Golden Dawn, as we mentioned in our earlier interview with Lambrini Thoma, received one of the lowest percentages of any far-right party in Europe. So if fascism and a rise of the far-right are a problem, the biggest problem is in the very same countries that have often been so hard and so critical on Greece for its supposed racism, for the way that it treats immigrants, ignoring that it is European Union policy, the Dublin II Treaty, that is forcing Greece to deal with anywhere between 1 and 2 million undocumented immigrants, most of whom had and have no intention of staying in Greece, but who are stuck in a legal no man's land, and who, if they travel to another European country and are caught, are sent back to their country of entry into the EU, which quite often is Greece due to its geography. These same self-righteous commentators ignore the fact that the far-right parties have in recent years governed or co-governed in countries like Austria and Italy. They also ignore the race riots of the recent years in London and in Paris and in other places. races. They ignore racist citizenship laws that do not allow birthright citizenship for the children of immigrants in many European countries, including Germany, and yet they criticize Greece. If this is not a double standard, I don't know what is. And no, this is not a defense of Golden Dawn, but it is a dose of reality, and it is a very inconvenient reality for many. This is the Allegos Radio. We'll get back to some music now, and when we return, we'll have an update on what is coming up on next week's The Allegos interview series. Keep it locked in.
Μεσογείο τι λένε και παίζουνε γυμνά. Παιδιά με μαύρα μάτια, αγάλματα πικρά. Γέννησε τους θεούς, τον ίδιο το Χριστό. Το καλοκαίρι εκεί δεν τρέμει το καιρό μες στη Μεσογείο. Το αίμα στους αιώνες σκάλισε εκεί. Τα βράχια και τους σκάβους και τη βαθιά σιωπή. Νησιά σαν περιστέρια του γαλάνου φωλιές. Το καλοκαίρι εκεί δεν τρέμει τις βροχές μες στη Μεσογείο. Οι καμπικοί ελιές γιορτή μες στα νερά. Κορίτσια παγαπούν κι αγόρια του νότια. Καρδιές που τραγουδούν την πικρά του θανάτου. Το καλοκαίρι εκεί δε χάνει τα φτερά του μες στη Μεσογείο. Σε τους θεούς τον ίδιο το Χριστό. Το καλοκαίρι εκεί δεν τρέμει το καιρό μες στη Μεσογείο.
Τα μάτια σου κλαμμένα καλή μου και πόνεσε η ψυχή μου. Είδα στα χείλη σου την πίκρα γλυκιά μου και ραϊσή η καρδιά μου. Είναι μαράζι να σε βλέπω να λιώνεις και να με φαρμακώνεις. Ποιος έχει βάλει στο δικό σου το χέρι τη ζηλιά στο μαχαίρι. Αχ, είδα τα μάτια σου κλαμμένα καλή μου και πόνεσε η ψυχή μου. Είδα στα χείλη σου την πίκρα γλυκιά μου και ραϊσή η καρδιά μου. όλα τα μάτια σου κλαμμένα καλή μου και πόνεσαι η ψυχή μου. Είδα στα χείλη σου τη πίκρα γλυκιά μου και ραϊσή η καρδιά μου. Αν είμαι εγώ η αφορμή κι υποφέρεις, στο λέω να το ξέρεις. Χίλια κομμάτια την καρδιά μου θα κάνω, θα σβήσω, θα πεθάνω. Είδα τα μάτια σου κλαμμένα καλή μου και πόνεσαι η ψυχή μου. Είδα στα χείλη σου την πίκρα γλυκιά μου και ραϊσή η καρδιά μου. Κέρα εσύ η καρδιά μου, κέρα εσύ η καρδιά μου.
Καταντήσαμε ρε φίλε μου καμπούρι, που κάποτε αγοράζαμε δυο φράγκα το κουλούρι. Δώσε σου λένε συνέχεια, δώσε και ξαναδώσε το αίμα την ανάσα σου και την Ελλάδα σώσε.
Κι εγώ που πάντα τα έλεγα με ένα δικό μου τρόπο, κρυμμένος πίσω από το μπερδέ να κλαίω για αυτό το τόπο. Πιστέψω δεν μπορώ πως γίναμε μπουρλότο κι ακόμα να αγωνίζομαι για την Ελλάδα, για την Ελλάδα ρε γαμότο.
Εσύ βρίσκονται το ψέμα και η κομπίνα και τα καμένα δάση μας η εθνική βιτρίνα. Στις πλάτες μας ξενόφερτοι σηκώνουνε παντιέρα, τον έφος και το άδικο μας πνίγουν κάθε μέρα.
Κι εγώ που πάντα τα έλεγα με ένα δικό μου τρόπο, κρυμμένος πίσω από το μπερδέ να κλαίω για αυτό το τόπο. Πιστέψω δεν μπορώ πως γίναμε μπουρλότο κι ακόμα να αγωνίζομαι για την Ελλάδα, για την Ελλάδα ρε γαμότο.
Τα πολλά και για πολλούς τα λίγα, το βλέπω να γυρίζουμε στα χρόνια του κολίγα. Αυτοί ξοδεύουν άσκοπα και εμείς πάντα λιτότης, έτσι σου λένε φέρεται ο κάθε πατριώτης.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. This is the Alagos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program, which is heard on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online, where we just wrapped up a set of great Greek music. The song that we just heard is by Glikeria and is titled Για την Ελλάδα, Είδα τα μάτια σου κλαμμένα by Γεράσιμος Ανδρεάτος, and we began with Vicky Moskoyou and a classic piece titled Mesogios. Today's broadcast is just about ready to come to a close, but next week we will be featuring, as part of the Diálogos interview series, a familiar voice here on our program, as Lambrini will join us once again for a second consecutive week in an interview about a new documentary that she has written and produced titled Palikari, Luis Tikas and the Ludlow Massacre. This documentary chronicles a major but not widely known moment in the history of the labor movement and the immigrant rights movement in the United States from the early 20th century, when Luis Tikas, a coal miner in Ludlow, Colorado, led a movement calling for better working conditions and labor rights, taking on powerful interests of the day, such as the Rockefellers. Tikas was tragically murdered, but his actions and his memory inspired the American labor movement and the many immigrants who were facing similar struggles at that time, and it is also a story that remains equally relevant today in the United States, in Europe, and across the world. Thomas will talk about this documentary, about the story of Luis Tikas, and about the upcoming North American screening tour, which will take place this coming fall, for which we will also have a major announcement to make on the air next week. In the meantime, be sure to check out our website for our latest written commentary about the Greek election results on our site, thealagosmedia.org. For now, we will wrap up today's broadcast with one final song with a group known as Onar, singing Peta Mepsila. The Alagos Radio will be back on the air once again next week, same time, same place. Until then, thanks for joining us and have a wonderful weekend.
Ακολουθήσω, πάρε με μακριά.
μου φτερά να σε ξαναδώ.